Hello, URLradio.net. Ooh, did I just come on a little...
Early?
Come on a little strong there?
A little early. Well, a little early and a little strong.
Yeah, the levels on these microphones are kind of funny. I just
don't want to sound like this, you know?
Yeah, no, you don't sound like that.
I don't want to sound like Darth Vader.
No. You do sound like you're yelling sometimes.
URLradio.net. We're talking about the fact that the Bismarck City Commission, including the mayor, did approve the smoking ordinance today by a vote of 4-1. Mike Seminary, my hat is off to you, sir. Everybody else...
Naughty.
Bad idea. Very bad idea to ban smoking in bars and taverns in the city of Bismarck. 701-751-0838. Let's do the weather.
All right. For tonight, we can expect clear skies and a low of 48. Winds will be out of the north-northwest at 18 miles per hour. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny and 78 with 7-mile-per-hour winds. Tomorrow night, clear and 52. Currently, under sunny skies, it's 71 degrees.
You know, there's a great book, and it is a good book, even if Glenn Beck does like it. it's called Economics in One Lesson.
Okay.
And, no, it's one. Is that the book he was talking about? Well, who cares?
Okay.
Glenn Beck is a, what's the word we're looking for?
Asshole.
Well, that too. Okay. I was trying to come up with another word. A flake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, I like that better. Okay. That's more descriptive.
But every once in a while, he does say something that is accurate, and he has mentioned that the book Economics in One Lesson is a good book. It is a very good book because it talks about the unintended consequences of laws. Laws that may or may not have good intentions behind them.
Mm-hmm.
People like to think they have good intentions behind them, but there are always consequences to any law that aren't necessarily what you had in mind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is going to happen with the smoking ban. I hate to say it, but I think people are going to die because of it. Now, let me explain why.
Okay.
We talked about this. A lot of people who drink and smoke like to do the two together.
Yes.
Now, if you live in Bismarck and you want to go out somewhere and have a drink, you're going to want to be able to smoke.
Right.
Now, what they think you're probably going to do, what they think you're going to do is you're going to go to a place, have a drink, and then when you want to smoke, you're going to put down your drink, walk outside in the cold, you know, in the 10 below weather in the middle of January here in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And you're going to have your smoke outside, and then you're going to be finished, and then you're going to go back in and have another drink.
Now, bear in mind, you're going to your local bar in your neighborhood.
Yeah, your local neighborhood watering hole.
That's right.
Where you've been going for years.
One just down the street here.
Yeah, you know, you go and hang out with your buds, and you play darts, and you talk about sports or whatever, and you drink, and if you smoke.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what's going to happen now is, because people are not going to do that here, not in this town, not in the kind of weather we have in January.
True.
What they're going to do is they're going to get in their cars, and they're going to go find some place, some town nearby, like Mandan or Lincoln or somewhere else.
Washburn.
Yeah, Washburn, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find a place like that where they can go to a bar that does allow them to sit down in a nice, warm, comfortable environment and drink and smoke, which means you're going to have more people on the road who are driving under the influence.
Right.
That is the result of this law. I doubt any of the voters who approve of this law, and they are out there, but I doubt any of them ever thought about something like this. And that's the problem when you don't think through the possible consequences.
Right.
And by the way, this is not pure speculation on my part. It has happened. There is a study. 13% increase in drunk driving fatalities in areas that have instituted smoking bans. If anybody wants to see the study, send me a note and we'll send you the link to the study.
Right.
But what I'm saying is it's not pure conjecture on my part. This is not something I pulled out of my left ear. This is something. This is a fact.
It has happened. Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know about you, but I don't know if 13% sounds like a lot to you, but really, why should there be anybody dying because of a stupid law like this?
Right. What would you rather have? Would you rather have people smoking in a bar together, or would you rather have people dying? Personally, I think smoking in a bar probably trumps people dying.
Yeah. Yeah, because at least you're not in at least they're not going to be out on the highways posing a clear and present danger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, some people will love it because it'll increase the number of DUI arrests.
Yeah.
But that's not why you do something like this. You don't do something to increase the incidence of crime.
Right. And
you do something for the public good.
We have plenty of DUI arrests out here. We don't really need more.
And I just don't buy the notion that somehow it's somebody's right to be able to go into a privately owned establishment owned by somebody else and have to abide by their rules, which in this case, if they want to allow smoking among the patrons in their bar,
mm-hmm.
we're talking consenting adults here.
Right.
If you go into a bar, you don't like to smoke. I've done it myself.
Yes.
I'm not a smoker. I'm not a cigarette smoker.
Right.
I go into a bar. If the smoke is too much for me, I leave.
That's right.
I don't demand my rights to be in a smoke-free environment because
right.
I know I can get into a smoke-free environment simply by leaving that particular bar.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get these TV commercials that they're running. You see them a couple of times a year, usually around election times,
mm-hmm.
where they talk about people who have to, and that's another thing, people who work in these bars.
Right.
Same deal.
90 to 95% of them are smokers.
Yeah, yeah,
because
the ones
they
who
know
work in the bar.
Going in, they know going in it's a smoking establishment,
yeah.
and they say, good.
Yeah.
That means I can smoke while I work.
But there are some self-righteous people out there who think that there are people who have to be protected, that you should have the right to work somewhere and not have to breathe somebody else's secondhand smoke. Well, if you're talking about a public building, that may be one thing, but in a bar, come on.
Plus, this is a work-at-will state. Basically,
yeah.
you can work wherever the hell you want to work.
Yeah.
If you don't want to work at O'Brien's because it's a smoking bar, that's fine. You can go get a job at Vicky's, or you can go get a job at Expressway Lounge, or you
mm-hmm.
can go get a job at one of the other non-smoking bars.
Or get a job waiting tables at a restaurant.
Exactly, because all the restaurants are smoke-free.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, they're smoke-free now because they have to be, although that wasn't always the case.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is you can choose. And if you go
yes.
to Job Service Online, this is our local job service.
Right.
You are going to be able to see all of the openings that are out there right now for
yeah.
servers, bartenders, waitresses, waitstaff. You can find a job someplace else. People are not being forced. They're not
no.
being chained to a table
no.
and made to crawl on their hands and knees and serve their smoking master. That's not what this is about.
There are no big goony guys out there in dark trench coats who are dragging people in against their will to be forced to smoke.
That's right.
Yeah. To be forced to breathe somebody else's smoke.
That's right.
Now, as far as the effects, well, the effects
it's
of secondhand.
It's a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice.
It's a choice.
And whether
and it's
secondhand
a legal
smoke.
Choice.
Yeah. Whether secondhand smoke is a good thing or not, it's not really the issue here.
No.
It probably isn't. I mean, people say it's not good for you. Well, of course it's not. It's smoke.
Right.
And my personal opinion is that people shouldn't smoke. However, that is my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to go out there and try to force somebody else not to smoke. And I'm certainly not going to do it by proxy, by voting for some clown on the city commission or the state assembly or wherever who's going to force people for me to do it.
Yeah.
What's the difference? I mean,
see, it's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, what's the practical difference? That's the great thing about politics. You can do things like this and not have to feel responsible for it because you vote for a guy who does it for you.
Yeah.
You know, these self-righteous anti-smoking people, they realize that, you know, if a bunch of Nazi-type guys went out and started, taking away people's cigarettes, well, we can't have that in America. So
right.
what do? They vote for the politicians, and the politicians do it for them.
That's right.
And
yeah.
they go, hey, great. Isn't it great to be in America where
yeah.
I can force people
we're
to
free.
Do things? Yeah. Yeah, right. Hallelujah.
No, here's the thing. Okay, we have quite a few beekeepers out here.
Yeah.
And, we always buy North Dakota-made honey.
Yeah, well, I do for my allergies.
I know, and I do too. I love it. It's
yeah.
wonderful, and we like to support the beekeepers. Now, let's say you're allergic to bees.
As a lot of people are.
As a lot of people are. And let's say, if you decide to work as a beekeeper, okay, are you forced to do that? Or is that a choice? It may not be the wisest choice if you're allergic to bees, but it's a choice. And nobody's forcing you to do it. And if you're allergic to bees, you're not going to want to work as a beekeeper, and also you're not going to want to visit or be a patron of the beekeeping farm.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that, you know. But are you going to walk up to the beekeeper and say, you know what? You should have bees that I'm not allergic to. I would come here more often. You don't have bees that I'm not allergic to. This violates my rights.
Yeah.
Okay. Have I made the point here?
Well, the point is it's all ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah, they put up with it because, let's face it, it's politically correct to be against smoking.
Yes, it is.
You know, we've got a weird thing in this country where, I don't know, like somebody described Puritanism, the haunting fear that someone somewhere may be happy.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And you got people out there who are smoking cigarettes, who are smoking cigars, and it's probably not good for them in the long run. They certainly don't need it. But it's really none of your damn business.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I always thought the Founding Fathers made a big mistake. Originally, the national motto, do we have one, like E Pluribus Unum? Originally, they wanted to have a national motto. They wanted to use mind your own business.
Which they should have.
Wouldn't that look great on the money?
It would.
And to pull out a dollar bill, United States of America, mind your own business.
Yes.
I would put some appropriate expletive between own and business.
Yes, I agree.
But that's just me.
I agree. No, I agree completely, you know.
But hey, ain't nobody's business if I do, except apparently now in Bismarck, where the city commission, in all their generous... For all their altruism, they want to protect us from the perils of secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
To which I say, fooey to yooey.
That's right.
It's a Frank Burns-ism. Remember Frank Burns?
Yes, I MASH, remember Frank Burns right. from MASH, yeah.
All right, 701-751-0838.
Chime in and tell us, how do you feel about this? Are you happy? Are you unhappy? You know, how do you feel taking away my rights as a smoker?
The jihad against smoking continues in this country and around the world, really. It's happening in Europe, too. And we got to get to that story about the guy in Europe.
Yes, I want to hear it.
Who got put in jail for he owns a bar or a pub, as they're known.
Yes.
And he is defying the smoking ban. Mm-hmm. And this guy should run for head of the European Union or, you know, put him in charge of the UN or by the way, the UN, I'm told. I don't want to get into a lot of conspiracy stuff. But supposedly the UN is in favor of some kind of international smoking ban, but we'll save that for another time.
Okay.
Specifically, I want to talk about it happening right here in good old Bismarck, North Dakota, the Peace Garden State.
Yes.
Where you betcha it's a bad idea to ban smoking in bars and pubs. 701-751-0838.
We're taking a break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go out and have a smoke.
I'm going to go have a cigarette, yeah.
Works for me. URLradio.net.